5.7.
Drinking enough water has many benefits, but what is enough for one person is not enough for another, or sometimes it's too much. There are certain things that determine how much water the body needs. One of the most important factors is the other drinks that we consume. Lots of people would rather drink many cups of tea and coffee instead of water. However, that certainly is not the way to hydrate your body. In fact, people who drink lots of caffeinated drinks had better drink more water. This is because caffeine is one of the substances that dehydrates the body. If a person drinks 3-4 cups of coffee or black tea in a day, then he surely is putting more than necessary caffeine into his body. He will need to drink one extra glass of water for each high caffeine beverage. Another point that we need to keep in mind is certain foods contain a lot of water. Fruits and vegetables are among these. If a person wants to need less water, then it's best to eat lots of fruits and vegetables. On the other hand, high protein and oily foods like meats and nuts require a great deal of water in order for the body to be able to process them. One should consume these in limited amounts. The last important factor is your metabolism. Different bodies work in different ways. Some people have a metabolism that simply more efficiently hydrates the whole body, while others need more than average water and fluids for the body to perform the same tasks. Scientists generally agree that 2 or 2.5 liters of water intake is adequate, and less than 1 liter is very dangerous for any kind of body. Of course, if a person wants to find the right amount to drink, he or she had better calculate it according to their other eating and drinking habits.